WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life can feel like a never-ending round of dodgeball sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and just plain chaos. It's enough to make you want to hit the pause button on reality. But guess what? Hitting pause isn't always an option. So how do we keep moving forward when things get tough? Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, that superpower that helps us bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like a champ, and navigate life's crazy twists and turns with grace. Ever felt like you were just surviving instead of truly living? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and you're barely holding it together? That's where resilience comes in. It's not about being invincible or pretending nothing bothers us. It's about having the strength to weather the storm, learn from the experience, and come out stronger on the other side. So how do we build this mental muscle? First off, practice self-awareness. That means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. When you feel stress creeping in, recognize it. Don't try to ignore it or pretend it's not there. Understanding your triggers is the first step to managing them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a boxing match without knowing your opponent's strengths and weaknesses, right? Next up, cultivate a positive mindset. This doesn't mean walking around with rose-colored glasses and ignoring the world's problems. It means focusing on the good things in your life, even when things are tough. Dwelling on negativity only drains you. Instead, try practicing gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, like a warm cup of coffee or a sunny day. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember that saying, "What doesn't kill us makes us stronger?" It's true. Every obstacle we overcome builds our resilience. When you face a challenge, don't shy away from it. See it as a chance to learn, adapt, and push yourself outside your comfort zone. Build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and having a supportive network of friends and family is crucial for resilience. They provide love, encouragement, and a listening ear when you need it most. Make an effort to nurture those relationships, spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and let them know how much they mean to you. And finally, take care of yourself. This means prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for building resilience and navigating life's challenges effectively. Think about a time when you faced a major obstacle. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal loss, or a health issue. How did you cope? Did you bounce back? What strategies helped you through that tough time? I bet there were moments where your resilience truly shone through. Now, let's talk about Sarah. Sarah is a busy mom juggling a demanding career and raising two young children. One day, her employer announced sudden restructuring, leading to layoffs. Fear gripped Sarah. She worried about providing for her family and the impact on her children's stability. But instead of succumbing to panic, Sarah took a deep breath and started planning. She reached out to her network, updated her resume, and enrolled in online courses to enhance her skills. She also made time for self-care, yoga sessions, walks in nature, and connecting with loved ones. Sarah's resilience helped her navigate this uncertain period with strength and grace. She eventually landed a new job that was even better than her previous one. Listen, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of struggle, and times when you feel like giving up. But remember, you're stronger than you think. You have the power to overcome challenges, learn from setbacks, and emerge as a more resilient version of yourself. So, are you ready to tap out of overstimulation and build that inner strength? Remember, practice self-awareness, cultivate a positive mindset, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, nurture your connections, and prioritize self-care. Leave a comment below and share your thoughts on how you're building resilience in your life. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.